cannot be silent. Two of the most extreme militarists just joined the Trump administration, Mike Pompeo and John Bolton. These right-wing hawks are the most strident forces calling for war with Iran and North Korea and new attacks on Palestine. We must challenge escalating U.S. wars at home and abroad. Resist these ominous appointments, the raids and roundups of our immigrant and Muslim sisters and brothers, the cutbacks in every social program, and the escalating racism and police violence. That's Sunday, April 15th at 2 p.m. Join a New York City rally at Herald Square, 34th Street and 6th Avenue. Following the rally, a march to Trump Tower.
WBAI New York. Stay tuned for The Positive Mind.
Hey, everybody, this is Kev O'Donoghue and Ben Starr, back with you with The Positive Mind, bringing some ideas, concepts, and guests to try and help you lead a more positively minded life. And we're glad you tuned in yesterday to Paige Bellenbaum from the Motherhood Center. We got a lot of calls here for information about her. You can reach themotherhoodcenter.com if you're interested in that. Today we have a guest. And we have Nisima Diane Deemer doing some engineering work for us. But we have Anna Maria Cianciulli.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm really, really grateful to be back.
Many of you know Anna from the workshop that she did during our fund drive that we put out for a fund drive that was phenomenally successful. And people have been calling to ask more about Anna Cianciulli and acting. But we're going to do a different take on that today.
Yes.
Because you've been through something.
Yes, I have.
And we want to find out how acting, and basically not acting, but expressing yourself is good to clear out blocks in yourself. We're going to also be taking calls pretty quickly. But just so that you remember, Anna Cianciulli is an award-winning actor and director and an acting coach. And she edited the Italian version of Sanford Meisner, who is a giant.
Yes, yes. Legendary acting
teacher. A giant in the world of acting. And she is an instructor now at the Acting Studio in New York City.
And the New York Film Academy.
And the New Film Academy. She is in our studio. So if you've ever wanted to ask an acting coach, an acting teacher, an acting director a question, you can give us a call when we give out the number. And how can acting help you?
Me?
Not you, but the you that's out there in the audience. How can acting help people out there? That's what we want you to be listening to for today, because it really can.
Yes, of course. I mean, every form of, anytime we express ourselves, anytime I express myself emotionally in a truthful way, I feel better. So I think that when anyone, and myself included, finds a channel for expression, whether it's a drawing, whether it's singing a song, like for instance, I heard that army wives, sometimes they're instructed to sing and dance to raise the level of dopamine.
Army wives?
Yeah.
Why is that? When their husbands are away?
Right, exactly. Now I'm making this example because, you know, there's a lot of anxiety about having a husband who's, in a war and something. So I think that at any time we are in a bad mood, even when we are in a bad mood and we sing a song, we feel better.
Yeah.
Or we are humming, right? We stimulate our vagus nerve. So acting as music and drawing and writing, they're all craft that can promote expression and communication of what is more intimate and what is more important to the artist itself. himself.
See, I think a lot of people feel that this is inaccessible to them because they think, oh, if I'm an actor, why don't I go to acting school, and why I want to get into a play or a movie? I'm not really qualified to even express myself as an actor or
get. Yeah, well, yeah.
Unless I get in a classroom.
Right.
Unless I'm going to be on the stage or something. But you're here to say that people can use acting.
Yes.
And expression.
Yes.
On a daily basis or in some ways to heal themselves and to unblock themselves.
Yes. Yes. I believe that acting is definitely a great craft for self-expression and communication and even connecting, you know, like listening to someone else, connecting with someone else. Mm-hmm. Because when you're really listening, you're really connecting with someone else. And so in that moment, you let go of everything else. And that promotes like a moment of freedom because we are always so wrapped up with our thoughts and our heads, you know. And so when we act, we finally have this beautiful luxury to be in the moment.
Yeah.
Without thinking about, you know, the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we train actors, you know, just stay involved with this moment, right?
Right.
And that helps people to give themselves permission to be emotional without any consequence, you know.
Right. There's a tremendous freedom in that.
Right, exactly. So,
but there's one way of doing it when you're in a group, right?
Yes.
When you're in a cast or something. And but then there's working one-on-one with an individual
mm-hmm.
who's not an actor, let's mm-hmm. say, but who just has blocks, like you're saying.
Yes.
And you would work with them, and what happens?
Well, you know, for actors, you know, the actor's instrument is himself or herself. So one thing that I always say is that you're here to develop yourself, to become more of you. Which means there is an emotional stretch that acting promotes, which sometimes goes into touching certain notes of your piano, of who you are, right?
Mm.
If you were a piano, that you usually don't go play,
right?
And you don't go play for whatever reason, because you were trained that is not a good note to play. For instance, mm-hmm. if we talk about anger, one of the first thing that I do with my students is to create the condition for them to feel safe in expressing anger. And some of them come to me and they say, well, you know, I never get angry. And I say, well, perhaps you oppress or you repress your anger rather than not really have it.
Everybody has anger.
Exactly.
If you're living in New York City,
exactly.
You have anger.
Yes, exactly. So and they live a certain number of years of their life thinking they never get angry, and then they come into an acting class, and an acting teacher is going to poke, you know, somewhere,
yeah.
So that finally they realize that, indeed, there is a lot of anger that needs to be expressed. And we start with anger because after you express that, all other emotions seem to come, you know, as a, you know, easier, you know, in the communication, right? And so and we get so much information of it's not good to be angry, right? You can't be angry. Then we show it and then you realize
that, well, we call
that
people mad.
Right, exactly.
Mad.
And then we realize that that only represses people, and that repression gets in the body and somewhat stays there, you know. And I feel that, you know, like one of the expressions that I use with my students, like, you know, there is a bug, you know, like, let's get this bug out, you know. And when they get the bug out, you know, what happens is, like, they're like, they relax. It's like they have an experience, and I say, "No," and they give me a sight, like, "Okay."
I didn't know I had that anger.
And I said, "And I say, okay, the bug is out, right?" And so from that moment on, the work grows tremendously because we kind of broke through some resistances that were really hard. Yes.
Right. I'm so happy to see you here again.
Thank you. Me too.
Something that we said earlier and what you were talking about with anger, and I think a lot of people don't have the language for anger.
Right.
And I think it's so important that you provide like a script for them to start, because I think people who've repressed anger so much, they don't even know how to express it
exactly.
in words. And the other option might seem a little scary. To come out with just like a rage, because that's kind of
exactly
that's kind of in there. But to have some words to be
that's
able
right.
to put to anger, because I think we don't even know how to say it.
Exactly. So, for instance, I have one exercise that I do in a group, and I give my students one line, and this one line usually provokes some really interesting reactions. But the line is, "Don't you dare do that again."
Wow.
And I.
What
and I say to them, you know, it's like just one line, you know, and right. I say to them, okay, so let's, I want you to pick a person, a circumstance, or you can even slightly change the line to adjust it, like, I don't want to feel this again, you know, if it's a fear, for instance. And you don't really need to tell me who you're talking to or, you know, give me any details that they're personal, but could you use this moment to release this energy? Can you fully release this energy? And what happens, which is really interesting, it's the first time sometimes, and I said, and don't worry if the tone of your voice or how this line comes out is a little, it's not so cute, you know, like you know, sometimes people come with some voices that are really like a little bit scary, right? Like, oh, they have explosion. I said, don't, let's not judge it. And then, you know, I think that my job is to create like an environment for them to feel safe in doing this. And then they do it one time and I can feel energetically that the bug or whatever energy is still inside, and so they come in. Let's go a little higher. Let's go a little higher, and they go a little higher, and then finally something breaks, and they are able to release all of that energy, and I can say, okay, it's out, and they feel it. It's a removal almost of something that is inside. That it's like I call it the bug because it's a good word, but. How can we call it? Unsolved issues, a ghost, or what have you. But
what if people tried this right now at home or in their cars or wherever they're listening? Think about that.
I think it would be great. You know, I would encourage
the idea of don't you dare do that again.
Exactly.
Think about a scenario, a person in your life, something that is maybe weighing on your mind. And just take 5 seconds right now and feel that and say, don't you dare do that again. Try it right now.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And
feels good, right?
Yeah, and it's a way to play with something that could be really hard sometimes. And it's like, let's treat it like a play.
It is, and it's called playing.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think it's a great way of releasing emotion in this, you know, playfully, you know,
and opening people up.
Exactly, that's what we do.
That's
you know?
What we're that's aiming for. Because who are you behind your blocks, right? I mean, the mask. We've often talked about the mask that we're all wearing that we have to wear.
We are trained to live inside,
and usually it's an anger that we're blocked from experiencing. That's going to really show us who we really are.
Absolutely.
So don't you dare do that again. If you've ever wanted to say that to somebody, give us a call. 212.
Yes.
Really? Let's take calls on this. Because this is
a. Or if you want to work with Anna on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
212-757-5555.
Absolutely.
And you're listening to The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM. We're so happy to have you here, Anna.
Thank you.
And let's hear it from you, callers out there.
Yeah, of course. Now, you were asking me a little bit about the experience.
Yeah, so I'll just say the number again, 212-757-5555. We couldn't take calls yesterday, but we can today, so we're happy to have you chime in and talk to Anna about
whatever.
Any blocks that you might have that, you know, you're suspicious of, know that you have, but you don't know quite how to get at them. Tell us if this exercise, don't you dare. Ben, say it again.
Right.
Don't you dare do that again.
Why don't you guys think of something?
You give it a try.
Don't you dare do that again.
Anna, don't you dare.
Okay, I'm going to connect.
Do that again.
Don't you dare do that again.
Okay.
I just had someone in mind.
We have all these different ethnic backgrounds here in the audience. You know, here in the studio, I wonder if people out there say it in different ways.
Well, you can still love somebody, you know, but say, look, but don't do this again to me.
Sure.
I mean, so it's not, you know, we're not promoting in any ways, you know, the fostering of, you know, fostering angry people or it's a question of releasing. It's a question of releasing and say the truth and,
it's an opportunity to stand up for yourself.
Exactly.
Create a boundary that's healthy.
Yes.
And anger can be turned into something very creative, powerful force.
Absolutely.
Anger. If it's not, you know, if it's channeled the right way.
Absolutely.
It's really beautiful. It's an aliveness. There's an aliveness in
and
anger.
And people get sick
when
they do not have the avenue to express their anger.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
exactly.
Your life is shortened when you can't express any kind of anger. Are you a person who just hasn't been angry in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? You know, I mean, is that even possible? But, I mean, can you even acknowledge that you get angry sometimes? I mean, who are you if you were to express that anger? What would it? What's the you that is on the opposite side of it? There's such a prohibition against anger. Of course, when we see people angry out in the street, we're like, oh, I'm never like that.
Or they must be crazy.
They must be crazy, you know. And in certain contexts, anger is craziness. But it's also human. It's also fuel.
Yes.
It's also something we need. It also gets us through the day. You know?
And it gets us to change the world sometimes.
Indeed,
right?
It does.
Like some people get really upset and they begin to change things right around.
Right.
You know, so it's not bad.
I know for me, acting was a huge thing for me in my childhood.
Oh.
I was a pretty insecure kid.
Tell me about it.
You know, a good friend of mine decided that he was going to go out and audition for the play, the school play. And the girl that I liked was also auditioning for the play. So I went and I auditioned for the play.
There you go.
And I wound up with one of the lead roles, which I wasn't expecting, you know. And that experience completely changed me as a kid. It gave me confidence. I think I found my voice.
Right.
Right, the experience
of
having to go up in front of others and and be vulnerable like that on a stage, but understand that it wasn't going to take me down.
Mm-hmm.
That was transformative for me.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
And we want to talk about acting. It's transformative, but
even Kevin had an experience in acting class.
I did too, and I did it. I did it as a kid too.
I was his teacher for a little
you
while.
You were. We're going to get to that, but I mean, I did too as a kid. I had that experience, and Ben. My memory of it is that everything was so sharp and crisp and clear. And when I remember being on stage, I remember how I felt, the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was delivering serious stuff or whatever, my physiology changed.
It's a different kind of confidence.
It's a unique.
Most people don't
get it.
Aren't really in touch with. And once you've gotten there, it's pretty empowering. And I think that there's the potential to do this not even necessarily on a stage, but even amongst ourselves or in our own homes or with others or in a workshop or what have you.
Right.
I think there is a chance for everyone to kind of get there.
It is an opportunity. You take all comers, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Are there some people for the healing?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes.
In your last workshop here, you said you had all age ranges.
Yes, this was my when we did the fun drive, right?
Yes,
so
yeah.
No, I was so pleased because I had the opportunity to work with some amazing ladies, and I had age ranges from from 20 to 80. So it was interesting for me because I had never worked in a group with such a different ages, and it was wonderful because I had to find a way to bring everybody together, you know, And we are all one.
Life.
So, you know,
yeah.
It was one of those opportunities to see how we can all mold, you know, in a mm-hmm. space and give a script that could be adaptable to all of the people participating to the workshop. So that was really a wonderful experience.
What did you do? What exercise did you come up with?
Well, we did some warmed up first, and then we I picked a script which was exploring the relationship between two sisters, one of which was more troubled than the other, and I basically. Everybody received the same script, but I gave them different instruction depending on their age. So, for instance, when I cast an 80-year-old against like a 30-year-old, so I said, "Well, yeah, so in the script is your sister, but doesn't matter. She could be. We can use what Stanislavski used to call the magic as if it's as if she's your daughter. You know, uh-huh. So treat it as if is a daughter." And they all responded really, really well. And one of the things that, again, was a highlight was how, you know, everyone was a little bit reserved emotionally at the beginning of the workshop. And then how did they end up, everyone, really big and alive. Yeah. And I said, let it all out. And I think it balanced them, and they enjoyed it. I think everyone in the workshop enjoyed it. I mean, that's what mm-hmm. they told me. And
a lot of energy.
Yes, exactly. Angelica, you know, it's one of. I think she's working with you now. She was one of the youngest. I mean, but they went, well, I also had a kid at one point that came in. It was like.
I know many of you out there are very brave people. Those of us, you know, those of you who we've interacted with and we've heard from, and today we'd like to hear from some more of you brave souls out there who'd like to go through this, who'd like to work through something right now, today, something that's bothering you. There's a chance to kind of work it out on the air, and you know, you don't have to give us your real name. I know that sometimes when we do sensitive things, right. You know, you like to call in under a different name. So give us a call, 212-757-5555. We'd like to work through something that may be bothering you, a situation, a relationship, an issue.
Yeah.
Or any question about acting.
Could you give them a prompt? If somebody is dealing with an issue or particularly a situation that they're working through. Like, I love this, don't you dare. I mean, it puts
you
right.
Well, we can go opposite. We can go to the opposite, and we can make a love declaration. You know, that's one exercise that I do. You know, it's to kind of lead the actor to feel okay with exposing feeling, mm-hmm. and it's very vulnerable to declare to someone your love.
Yeah, it is.
And it requires sweetness. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, you know, if I have a student who I can see, you know, it has some trouble to go to those places, mm-hmm. then I would give also, you know, an opposite, you know.
And I have another option.
Sure.
Anyone out there who ever thought about being an actor?
Yes.
Who has that little secret wish?
Which almost
everybody. You know, they see actors on the screen. It's like,
Anna Cianciulli is a award-winning documentary filmmaker and a coach and acting teacher.
Yes. So everybody can go browse to my website if you wanted to speak
to somebody. And what's behind the acting teacher's motivation? What is getting you out of bed? What are you doing this for? Why are you interested in?
I have a it's amazing that you know, ask that.
Yeah, because that's one of the things actors have to do is find their motivation in each moment. But what's the acting teacher's motivation?
The artist, I think, motivation. Because I think I always, everything together, right? The actor, the director, the teacher. I seem to be very sensitive to people's pain. I've been told that I'm a highly sensitive person and an empath. And so, therefore, I seem to be able to understand what people go through emotionally. And this is something, I would say, intuitive. It's intuitive. Mm. And And, of course, I stepped into my first acting class in 1992, so there is a lot of experience behind this.
Were you
this.
Teaching or as a student?
No, as a teacher. Okay. As a teacher, I taught my first class in 1992. So
wow.
That's many years ago. And so what's behind my work as a director and as an actor is always the same. You know, I have a passion to dig through the layers of circumstances, conflict, and to understand why people behave the way they behave. Because that's how you approach the writing of a film or
but that's
the
abstract. I mean,
okay.
Don't you want to pull
okay.
this out of actors, real
okay.
people?
Exactly. But then comes the time of the creation. The creation can be like, okay, now I'm going to go on the stage and act this part, and I know what I want, I know where I'm coming from, I know my purpose, and now in the communication with the actor I work with, we're going to tell this story. But there is a lot of training that goes into that,
mm-hmm.
of course.
But you must thrive on getting an actor, taking an actor from A to B.
Yes.
Who was shut down, who was not accessing certain...
Because I want to give him freedom.
There you go.
You know, freedom to express, freedom for emotional, to express him or herself. Because there's a great freedom into being able to... say the truth. And you know, Picasso said that art is a lie that tells the truth.
Right.
So as you can see, you know, when you acted, you know, when you acted in that improv in where with Jessica,
yeah.
she was playing your sister.
Right.
And I told you to explore the relationship of brother and sister and brother and brother.
Right.
And you had an incredible moment of yeah. emotional expression in that improvisation, Kevin.
So you did access that.
Okay, because I asked that, right. and then we realized, you know, and there was an information there. I knew that there were some unsolved little thing with your,
yes.
maybe with some of your siblings.
Of
and
course,
so therefore, you used that moment, which was a stage moment, to release something that was really
we have a
intimate.
Call. Yes,
for
we'll
you.
Go back to that. Bring that.
Yes.
Bring us back to that
yes.
after the call.
Sure.
Go ahead. We have Jane on the line. Hello, Jane.
Hello. I'm so excited.
Hello, Jane. Hi.
Hi. I had to turn the radio off to be on the call, but I want to find out how to be in the workshop, and I do have unresolved issues. Family, especially my sister. My mother.
So who do you want to say, don't you dare?
Yes, I was practicing that while I'm in the car. I was practicing that.
Okay. And how does it feel to actually get it out?
It felt good. I was just like, well, okay. I was a little cynical, like, okay, it's going to take more than that. But I said that, and I actually felt tears come to my eyes.
Oh,
is that right?
Beautiful.
Right away, we get a result. Right away.
Beautiful.
Don't you? And tell me, do you have a sister or?
I have a sister. A sister with a lot of. I have a lot of unresolved issues. We grew up, and she was the golden child. I was the not favorite child.
Oh.
So tell us. Okay. So tell us what's on the other end of that sentence that you want to say to her.
I would say it's not fair that you got everything and you're still demanding everything.
There you go. So say the whole thing again. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. You got everything when we were kids and you still demand that same privileged position. It's not fair. I'm sick of it.
And what I want
is to put us on an even level. Otherwise, I don't need a relationship with you. I don't want to play fake with you anymore.
There you go. Jane, wow. Listen, we have to take a break. We want to hold you on the line. Can you come back?
Yes, I'll hold.
Just hold on. Okay, we're about to take our musical
beautiful.
Break. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 in New York City and The Positive Mind. Thank you.
John Coltrane here on The Positive Mind, 99.5 FM, WBAI. Thank you for tuning in today, and thank you to all those who've tuned in recently and contributed to our fund drives. We are working on sending out your premiums to those of you who have donated, so sit tight. We'll be getting those out to you promptly. And just as a reminder, we would like to appeal to you to help us reduce the frequency and the length of future fund drives by becoming a BAI buddy. So you can go to WBAI.org and click on ways to donate and become a BAI buddy in the name of The Positive Mind. Help us cut down on our fund drives, cut down on the length of the fund drives, and keep this station on the air, which has been such a resource for so many. We're taking your calls at 212-757-5555. That's 212-757-5555. Our guest today, Anna Maria Cinciulli, acting coach and producer, director, basically a veteran of the industry and the world. So thank you again for being here, Anna. And we have Jane on the line, who we had to put on hold just before the break. But Jane, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Thanks for holding.
Great, Jane. Yes. So you took us through the angry piece. Is there anything you wanted to add to it? So you got everything and you're still asking. Go ahead.
Yes. It's just that, am I talking to you or to my sister?
Okay. Jane, I have a question for you. When you say, don't you dare do that again, I know you've said it a couple of times before, but do you feel that this energy inside you that you're holding in for is still in, right?
Yes, it's still in,
okay.
For sure.
So you're in a car, you said, right?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Hot.
So do you think it would be safe for us if you take this a little bit louder? You know, if you were to, and don't, you know, this is an exercise, you know, this is like, you know, it's totally safe for you to do this, but it's like punching in a pillow. I say to my student, instead of holding in a feeling, go to the pillow and punch the pillow, because no one gets hurt. Not
right.
The pillow, not your fist, because it's a pillow. Right? Mm. And you are releasing an energy. So if you were to just be in touch with this energy inside and use this moment, this where you're in the car so no one is going to hear you, it's safe, and letting it all out, how would you think that not all, but if we were to open the dam a little bit more.
Yeah, because there's a lot more
because
there.
This is, of course, is something that you've nurtured for so many years, right?
I will try.
And see what happens. I don't want you to make any strenuous, you know.
Good. No,
but
no.
But just give it a try.
Give it a try.
A little bit. And let's just bring her somewhat there. Okay?
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now you focus and you let go.
Don't you ever do that again, because you got everything, my mother's love and favor and privileges, and I got nothing, and it's sickening, and it makes me mad. And it makes me angry, and it's not fair, and it makes me sad. She gave you money. She didn't give me money. She let you take classes. She didn't let me take classes. And you still stole from me.
Wow.
Beautiful. Oh, that's
what a
beautiful
gift.
That's beautiful, Jane. Mm. Now stay with me, honey. Now you feel that this energy is a little more out, right? It went up. Yes, exactly. And so your body is balancing. It's balancing a little bit more. So what I called before a little bug, right? Some of this bug came out. Okay.
Yeah.
And you should feel, you know, it might come to your body a sense of like relaxation that comes from this expression. And so my suggestion to you is to really embrace yourself, because, you know, at the end of the day, the hero is you, okay? You are the hero, and you are the little girl they had to go through this. And perhaps it's not even your sister, because it was your mother that was supposed to balance things out, and she wasn't good enough for whatever reason. We forgive her. But be there for you. Can you just give this embrace to yourself? Like, okay, I'm gonna release my feelings. I'm going to, if I feel mad, I'm gonna punch the pillow once in a while, or I'm going to go into the car and scream as loud as I can.
The car is a good place.
Because the car is the best place to do that, because no one hears you. And then you remind yourself that it's safe to express that, and it's safe to really care for yourself. That's that's all I really want to leave you this, with this, with this, this embrace to yourself. Really physically do it tonight. When you go to sleep, I want you to hold yourself and say, I am here for you. Which is you. You're there for you.
Yeah. Maybe even try it right now.
Yes.
Since you're not driving.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just give yourself a nice big hug.
Jane, thank you for calling. You kicked us off. This is a beautiful call and a great gift to the audience. Thank you for having the courage. Ben said, you know, we have courageous list callers, so you're one of them.
Thank you. Where's the workshop? How can I?
We'll tell you at the end of the show. You can reach Anna somehow. We'll
thank you so much, Jane. I'm really grateful for your trust.
Thank
and
you,
for
Jane.
Trusting me. Thank you.
Okay, 212-757-5555. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
You know, but there's so much more there, right?
Exactly,
I mean, so imagine coming to life.
Yes.
As a person in an acting class or even just in a private session, just really just, okay, you say that's good, that's stage one. Let's take it up a notch. Let's see what else is there.
Right. Well, you know, if Jane was in my workshop, I would say that I would, you know, I mean, comes to mind that I would have to choose a script or a circumstance in an improvisation to allow her to really release this energy, because you know you're the one you know this better than I do in terms of how important it is to feel the pain to move on from the pain, right? And so many
and to feel empowered in the pain,
exactly,
in some level, you know, it's like,
cause not
you've
pathological
been you've been victimized by it for so long in your mind.
Absolutely.
And it's like to be able to, you know, stand in and energetically be able to express the feeling and the energy around it, that kind of also releases that energy to do better things.
Exactly.
You know, instead of holding this monkey.
That's a very well.
What about love? Let's do a love one. 212-757-5555. Because anger, I mean, anger is the juice. I mean, there's the source.
It's
it's energizing. Hear the energy off of Jane. And that's what you want actors
but
to,
just
to
finish,
have.
But just to finish, then, just to wrap up what I would give to her, you know, in the workshop, then I would give her a scene or an improvisation in where she could release this particular energy, and maybe in a relationship with a sister. Like, see, you know, this is your sister, and so that would... Because actors always have to mix themselves with the character. You know, there's no, you know, separation between the person and the character. You know, there's always like a way of uniting the two.
Yeah.
So I wonder if people could find their own lines. Here's a good one. It's hard for me to say that to you because...
Yes.
That's
no, that, that's no, that takes the energy down quite a bit.
Yeah,
but right, but
yes,
but it taps into a kind of softness.
Yes,
it's hard for me to say that to you.
Yes,
because you know, and what kind of energy is there? And that's in plays and stories and shows all the time. Also, it's, you know, there's excitement and liveliness and anger and whatever, and then there's also.
Yeah,
love,
there's also vulnerability.
Vulnerability,
and
tenderness. It's hard for me to say that to you because...
Right.
212-757. Come on, folks. We want a 212-757-5555. What is
it's,
that?
It's, or it's hard for me to say I love you because...
Yeah. It's hard for me to say I love you.
Because, or, you know, any of those things. And maybe even after expressing all this anger to someone, you might... find the love that's actually there.
Absolutely.
Because as much as you hate someone, I think sometimes is just as much as you love them.
Absolutely. And
it can be feel a little bit
so
strange.
And there's so many options, right? It's hard for me to say that I love you because I am scared that you reject me. Because I'm scared that I lose my power. Because I'm scared that you're going to swallow me. Because I'm scared to say the truth, right? So which takes us to this reality in where people are afraid to have an open heart.
And it's such a loss.
And it's just a loss, because then you have people like Brené Brown, who talks about the power of vulnerability and searches in that, which I would suggest everybody to go and listen. And the strongest people in reality are those who do have an open heart and who can say the truth.
Yeah.
So we don't have to always play the power.
But I think like these two things together, right? Mm-hmm. To do the acting, the anger part, and then always on
the sweetness.
And on
of
the
course.
Flip side often of anger is a tenderness. Like when
of
couples
course.
Fight with each other, they're.
Of course. In any well written scene, there has to be a little bit of everything. You know? It's not only one color, right?
Right. In any one play.
Yes.
But no, even amongst couples, I mean, I think this is really useful stuff for
Absolutely.
Couples to use.
Well, they did an experiment a while back, which came out also in the New York Times, where they put couple in front of each other, and they kept them there, just looking at each other.
And what happened?
Oh, you know, there were some amazing revelation. When people started to look at the other person, which is, okay, now we go into the Meisner technique too. It's like this communication, right? And some of the participants, they said, yeah, I never saw of you what I saw right now just by looking at you for 4 minutes. I never saw it before. And then we go back to the work of Marina Abramović, in where she puts the two people sitting in each other. And then there was on Broadway also a play called Doll's House Part 2, in where the character just facing one another. And if you think about this place, two people looking at each other, there is so much going on.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really look.
Right.
We don't really listen. And so we cannot understand what's going on to the other person, because part of us is not really there. And so for actors, we have to bring the person totally there, because if you're not really there, you cannot learn this craft. And so this communication and this connection becomes so crucial to be able to listen. I would suggest everyone who's listening to this program tonight or the next days to just like pay some attention into really listening to other people, to the people that you love, and really observe them. What is happening to them? Because if you really can sense that, that's what we call two people being connected. And when two people are connected, then, you know, everything kind of unfolds.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be the words. You can just witness,
observe,
watch how they're talking.
Yes.
Even if it's not to you, watch how they're watching.
Right. Or being interested. Don't be always in this bubble.
Yeah.
In where it's me.
Yeah, all these thoughts.
And the other person is not really there for you to observe.
Right. You guys spoke about your experience acting. When I did it once or twice in high school, I was so concerned about the words that I had to memorize that I could not get to the feeling.
It's very interesting.
It was very hard for me to do it, because I was just like, I wasn't listening. I wasn't listening to the scene. I was worried about my lines.
Of course.
And I think people do this all the time. They're worried about, what am I going to say about this? What do I have
right.
to, that's like being caught up in the me.
Exactly.
And like, I couldn't. That's why I was never cast in anything, because I was just too concerned about it. I'm going to mess up the lines.
Well, because you just had to get more training.
Yeah.
It's not because of something wrong with you.
No,
you know, because that's training too.
Exactly.
Like memorizing lines, Bob De Niro says, you know, you have to know your lines so well that you can forget them.
Exactly.
So memorizing lines and forget them, that means you really have to know them, like the Hail Mary if you're a Christian or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like you can't think about the lines. Right. You just have to have
them. They have
them.
To come from your body instead of your mind.
You have them so much that you can just, you know, put your attention on the other person and listen and have that sense of purpose and that geometry that allows the scene to express all that is underneath.
Yes, you're listening to the scene. Egg. You're listening to what's happening. You're responding to what's happening.
That's right.
Let's interrupt this. 212-757-5555 if you want to speak to a premier acting coach and teacher and talk about some acting and how it can help. But tell me, how is this related to the positive mind and to mental health? Is this stuff healing?
Because
you just went through something.
Yes, I went through a surgery in March, and And it was a benign cyst, so I consider myself very grateful. In fact, I consider myself grateful because I said, oh, wow, my body defended itself from getting something that was bigger, you know. Mm. So it was a benign cyst. But after that, I know I have developed a practice, and I've developed a sensibility that that helps me being able to help people. And I made a lot of researches, you know, when I was going through this whole, you know, medical tests, and I know that some people don't heal, you know, some people even don't respond to chemotherapy. They are just not responding. And so, I've trained actors for many, many years, and I've been wondering if there's a way for me to help also people, you know, not people that necessarily wanted to become like actors,
Marlon Brando.
You know, Marlon Brando's, but people who want to use this. And then, you know, and it's been done, you know, drama therapy is a very well-regarded training and approach. It's done in prison, it's done in hospital. And so if that's why the positive, you know, after we did this workshop together on the fun drive, I'm looking for different ways to use the knowledge that I have at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And how to, if that
and bring
can,
out from
yeah.
people that are sick,
yeah.
even people that are
yes.
are suffering or
yes.
in some way who are bottled
yes.
up and blocked.
Yes, I feel like I would love to do that in this moment of my life. I think I would love to do that. I've done it with students who, you know, some of them went into
yeah.
having career. I work with some great people, but if I can offer any help?
How
to
would you help somebody,
would
let's
love.
Say, with anxiety?
Anxiety.
How would you help somebody with anxiety?
Like someone?
Well, I know it helped me for sure.
How you did know? It help you?
Well, you know, because anxiety is like a personal war that
right.
you're battling within yourself, so much so that you're pulsating with fears. And you can't really get out of them, and you can't figure it out. So what helped me was to actually have a script and a bunch of words
right.
and an emotion to play. And lo and behold, after I did that, the anxiety was gone.
Right. Remember the example that I gave you?
Yes.
You came to class, you were like a full balloon full of air, right? And then by the end of class, the balloon kind of like...
Yes, I was flattened
dimmed,
out.
You know, kind of became
a I know,
calmer.
We have Maria on
oh,
the
sure.
line. We want to take well,
of course.
Another call. Hello.
My name is Marie Antoinette.
Hello, Marie Antoinette.
Yes.
Wow. Welcome.
And
hi, Maria.
Thank you very much.
Sure. How can we help you, Maria?
Well, you are doing extremely good job.
Thank
because
you.
Because of the feelings of people. And you help people.
Thank you.
But I would like to know
yes.
how this works. You know, there is a study versus the talent. There are very talented actors.
Yes.
You know, and how these people...
You know, so are you asking me if talent has a role into the... into
Do you have to be are you asking, do you have to be talented to do this, Maria? Marie Antoinette?
Yes.
Are you asking, do you have to be talented to do this kind of exercise?
No, no.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
No. No, no. I'm asking, you know, I'm talking about acting.
In yeah. general.
And
okay.
actresses.
Yes.
There are people who study.
Yes.
And there are people that are very talented. And, well, exercise is wonderful, and you express your fear or you express
yes.
your difficulties. I'm sorry, I have a bird.
Yes,
no
we're here.
And Armand Demille was playing songs for my bird. I did call before.
Okay.
And first time I'm calling now.
Right.
But you understand how do you approach to talent versus study?
I think some people. I think what I'm finding, Marie, is that some of my students come in with a predisposition to acting. For sure. You know, some people have a predisposition to singing, have a predisposition to playing the piano. So there is a predisposition that I catch, you know. Some others have to do a little bit of more work. They have to do more work to get to a place in where the gold of themselves comes out.
Yes.
It's as if it's kind of inside, as if, you know.
And that's regardless of talent.
Right, that's regardless of talent, because if someone has been told, for instance, by, you know, some parents, or you value nothing, you know, you don't do this well or that well, you know, he already comes to class with a sense of he's not believing in himself or herself.
Yeah, so, inferiority.
Exactly. And so I guess the role of any good teacher, and because there are some good teachers and some others who have less, you know, sensibility, is to help the students break through those resistances and come out of the box, come out of the comfort zone, to find a way to let go and get to a place where you can express yourself. So that would
through
be the
acting.
Yeah, through art forms, of course, and then that whether it's acting or drawing or dancing, you know.
Yeah.
Of course,
to be in that moment.
Yes, to be in that moment and to allow yourself to give yourself permission,
so,
really.
Marie,
how
do you respond to that? Don't you dare do that.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Well, you know what? I do have acceptance
for
all kind of people. So
that's
I
right.
wouldn't say don't you dare. I would accept person.
Oh.
Okay. So then, you know, just I have accepted you. You know, I am.
Accepted you. It's not my problem. It's their problem.
Okay.
I know where I stand.
Good.
Beautiful.
Good.
Marie,
that's
grounded.
That's grounded.
Thank you for giving us a call.
Thank you, Marie. I hope I answer your question, Marie.
I wish you well from the bottom of my heart because
thank
I'm with you.
I wish you the best from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna, for being on our show today. If you want to reach Anna, you can call me
or you
call us here at the Positive Mind Center.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, guys.
But
you're awesome.
We didn't get into talking about trauma. And trauma and acting. And, of course, there's plenty on that.
Yeah, we can. I'll come back.
That we can
anytime.
Talk about. Trauma and acting.
Yeah,
and just
I'd
expressing
like
yourself.
Absolutely. It's always an honor, Guy. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much,
thank
everyone.
You, thank you.
You've been tuned into The Positive Mind. We're here every Tuesday and Wednesday, 99.5 FM, WBAI, and WBAI.org on the web. We'll see you next Tuesday. Take care. Mm-hmm.